More than a decade after Samantha and her mother first arrived at Birchway Niagara's shelter in Niagara Falls, it's the small details she remembers about the experience. Samantha, who has asked her last name not to be used, was 13 when she and her mother found themselves on the doorstep of what was then called Nova House, escaping an abusive husband and father. "I don't remember much, but what I do remember are the little things," she told nearly 300 people packed into the main banquet room at Club Italia last Saturday. "The feeling of safety once we arrived, how warm and welcoming the shelter was, the staff helping me with projects for school, getting me craft supplies because they noticed I had put very little effort into my work." Samantha was the keynote speaker at Birchway's 16th annual brunch, bid and bowl fundraiser at the Niagara Falls Banquet Hall. Money raised from the event supports shelter, outreach and prevention services offered at its shelter in Niagara Falls and satellite offices in Welland, Port Colborne, and Fort Erie that help Birchway provide services to communities in its catchment area that includes Pelham. Samantha described her father as generous, kind, and funny, but he had a difficult childhood. "He was angry, often turned into alcohol to cope with that anger, and his anger hurt someone that he loved," Samantha said. "My mom was often the person dealing with all of that anger, facing years of the physical abuse. One day it became too much, and the bravest woman I know made the scariest, most difficult choice somebody can make to leave her abuser." Nova House was her temporary home, and staff helped Samantha connect with her friends and provide emotional support. She recalled watching her mother making dinner with another resident. "There were complete strangers around me eating my mom's spaghetti," Samantha said. "There was also another teenage girl sitting across the table from her. It made Samantha realize she was not alone." Her experience left an indelible impression on Samantha, who is an advocate for women and children fleeing abuse. "We must educate to end abuse," she said. "We have to talk about abuse and not treat it like a taboo family problem. It impacts everyone, and it's going to take everyone to end it." Jennifer Gaudier, Birchway's executive director, said it's important for the community to take a stand against intimate partner violence. "It's events like this, where we ally together, that really make a difference. I know that it's important there are survivors here in this room today, and everybody knows that they're not alone. We're all supportive of survivors. No one needs to be scared. But the work must continue to make sure women and children can live in a world free of abuse. Here in Niagara, we need to keep pushing it forward," Gaudier said. "We need to keep investing. We need to keep taking a stand, hosting public education sessions, spreading the word, standing up for women, standing up for equity." Birchway had hoped to raise $90,000 from Saturday's event, sponsored by Great Wolf Lodge, which also included food, live and silent auctions, and an afternoon of bowling at Cataract Bowl in Niagara Falls. As of publication, the total amount raised had not been finalized. In 2024, the organization was able to add 5 temporary beds to its shelter to bring the total to 45, Gaudier said, and they're relying on fundraisers like brunch, bid and bowl to continue. "Hopefully, we're able to rely on this amazing community here in Niagara to keep offering those 45 beds," she said.